Welcome to Shomer Show on the Daf. We're Mesachim Daf Lamed Daled. The Gemara in Amud Beis, towards the end of the narrow lines, brings that when Ravin came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he said the Shmur that the Gemara is discussing in front of Rav Yirmiyah. And Rav Yirmiyah answered him with the expression that's brought down a few times in Shas, and he said, Bavloi Tipshoi, you Babylonians, you fools, Mishum de Yasve Be'arba de Chashoicho, because you're sitting in a land of darkness. You're saying things which are dark. In other words, he disagreed with the Shmuel, with this logic. He thought it was wrong to say it. Now first, it's a very strong language to say Bavloi Tipshoi, to call the old Babylonians, to call them fools, to call them Tipshin. So why are you using this inappropriate language? And in general, we know our Shas is called Talmud Bavli. The whole Shas was written in Bavli. And he still called the Bavloin Tipshoim? So Maise, the Maharal in the Siva Torah, and the Shlal in Toldus Adom in Beis Chochmo, say a very similar answer. The Maharal explains that Eretz Yisrael is the place which is called the place of Yosher. Yosher means straight, and that's the place where the Chochmo is easy to comprehend, very easy to grasp and get it. That's Eretz Yisrael. Bavel is Loshon Belila, when things are mixed up, when things are not clear. So therefore, Bavel is the place where you have Pilpul. Pilpul means when you come and discuss and learn. The translation in English to the word Pilpul is sophistry. The sophistry is not exact, because sophistry means a false argument. Pilpul is not false. Pilpul is a true and real argument that people have going back and forth. So the Maharal says that that's the reason in Bavel you need people. Because in Bavel you don't have such a clear mind. It's not easy to learn things. It's not easy to acquire Chochmah. You need the people to overcome the hurdle, to overcome the difficulty of Chochmah in Bavel. So says the Maharal, when it says the Bavloi Tipshoi, it's not a negative with Timich Chochamim. But Adarabba, Bavel is a place of Tipshus. Naturally, people there are fools. But if so, it's so much harder to become a Chacham in Bavel. One who becomes a Chacham in Bavel means he overcame the hurdle. He used the Koyach HaPilpul to overcome it. And the Shlok continues this line one step forward. First of all, as Hakdama to the Shlok, the Arizal, it's known that Arizal said that in order to learn, the way the learning is supposed to be is, first of all, the day is supposed to start by doing Pilpul in Nigla. First of all, you come and debate Torah. Once you debate the Nigla, Gemara, Shas, Poskim, then you can go and start learning Kabbalah. Why? Because first of all, you have to, so to speak, clear your mind. The way that Arizal said it, is you have to remove the klipas. You have to remove all the things that bother your mind from clarity. And then you can go to learn Torah Samus. The Shlora brings two Gemaras. On one hand, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that tells us that he brings a pasuk. It says, "Ve'kach l'shnei maklois." I had two sticks. Lechad karati noyam, lechad karati choivlim. One I call noyam is very noyam, very pleasant, and one is when you hit each other. And the Gemara says, "Noyam el tibi chachomim shibaret yisrael shemanim zel zebalocha." In Eretz Yisrael, you learn in a very pleasant and nice way. Choivlim el tibi chachomim shebibavel shebichabim zel zebalocha. In Bavel, they argue. They're mepalpel and tyra. So Yemeil says the Shlo. Pshat is, in Bavel, you're so bothered and you're so busy with pilpul and debating that you don't have really time to get into the depth of Torah. You're focused on the first stage of Torah, which deals with pilpul. But then the Gemara tells us in Ksuvis that anyone in Eretz Yisrael is equal to double, equal twice the value of a person in Bavel. But someone in Bavel who comes to Eretz Yisrael, he's equal double the value of someone in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Shlo, why? Because someone coming from Bavel, so he has the Pilpul. Now he comes to Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of Chachmah. He combines his Pilpul from Bavel with the Chachmah of Eretz Yisrael. That's a double effect. He becomes so much more Chachmah than everybody else because he has both the Koyach of Bavel and the Koyach of Eretz Yisrael. And you can add to this that we know that the big debate in learning between the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim. The Sfaradim learn Yashar. They learn very straight. They should understand. Go and understand the Pshat. And the Ashkenazim are the ones, the pilpul. The whole pilpul belongs to Ashkenazim. You know, Rabbi Yosef used to speak against the pilpul of the Ashkenazim. So when you have the combination of both, that's when you get to the highest level of Torah possible. The pilpul plus learning the Teres Emes and the Pashtis, you can bring these two things together, that's when you get to the highest level of learning. Going back to our Gemara, when the Gemara says, Ani Bavloi Tipshahi, that's the Maila of the Timichachom and Bavel. Even though they're sitting in a place of darkness, they're still able to learn and overcome it through the pilpul. But sometimes that pilpul doesn't bring the Emes. And that's the message of Rav Yirmiyahu told Ravin. The Shmur that you're saying, you tried your best, but this, you still didn't come to the MS, you didn't come to the right shot. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shortmachshava@gmail.com.